she really talks about is there's over 1 million animals killed in the United States every day because of drivers who, you know, they can't stop or they're not paying attention or whatever. So this is just to help raise awareness of it. WildSight, SIGHT.co. There's actually some really cool poetry on there as well. She's a writer.
Yes, and she's raising awareness, and I've got to say she's doing a good job. However, on my road trip to Nebraska last week, I've got to say more people need to be alert while they're driving and miss the wildlife with their cars. I happen to see 3 deers, a couple of raccoons, and a big black and white black and white cat.
You see
with stripes.
A panda on the way to Nebraska?
No, just a big smelly black and white cat.
I think that was a panda.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We do have our first caller. Please welcome from Pennsylvania. She is Ellie.
Hi, Jay John. How are you this evening?
I am incredibly manic. How are you?
Well, manic's good. Manic's good. Keeps you awake.
It does. That and the 5 cups of coffee I've had before we went on the air.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. Hi, Michael. Hi, Phantom.
They're actually all waving. They stepped into the production booth, and the wave has stopped. All right.
Here we go. I've got a poem tonight called Ode to the Spoken Word.
Nice.
Deep in the heart and soul of a poet waits the microphone, waiting, waiting for the soul and heart's voice to speak its words of passionate longing. Spring blossoming the tongue, season's magnificence heard so vivid, so real, alive with each syllable read, intonations of sun-risen splendors. Oh, the spoken word of worlds and wonder. Read with all the passion a poet's ink bleeds, beauty on the canvas of hearts waiting, waiting to fly on those moons and stars that you write of, winging with the fairies on enchantment's delight, joyful bliss. This, your spoken word, is a miracle within the heart and soul of every poet. Hide it not, fear not, go forth to the heart's mic. Pour your words on a hungry, waiting world.
Beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
Our guest is even clapping for you. That was great.
Oh, thank you. There's a contest up on All Poetry by Haiku Bless You, Dennis. And it's for the our World Poetry Open Mic group, and that's the poem I stuck in the contest.
Excellent. I hope you win, because that was a really good piece.
Oh, thanks, Jay John.
I think it would be a conflict of interest if I entered any of those contests for World Poetry Open Mic, because if I ever won, they'd be like, hey, he's the host.
Yeah, there you go. That's no fun for you, though.
Oh, I like watching it, though.
Yeah, it's great just to read all the wonderful poems that our group has to offer.
Excellent. Well, I thank you for calling us. You're going to call us again next week, right?
I always do.
Excellent.
I'll talk to you next week, Jay Todd.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up as you're calling in to the number we just gave is, you know, we do assignments. If you listen to the show last week, I gave a poetry assignment.
Yeah.
And I'm interested if anybody did it. It was kind of a strange avant-garde one, and wanted to see if anybody did it. We have a second one for this week. I'll give a little bit later.
Well, I logged that one to memory last week, and I'm actually going to try it. I just, in the current state of mind that I am, I'm kind of frantic and I haven't been writing near as much, but I will get it done.
Fair enough. Well, and the one I have this week is a little bit easier than that one.
Right on. We do have a guest poet. She's going to read a poem for us. She is from right here in the Denver metro area. Her name is Anya. How old are you, Anya?
I'm 15 years old.
15. And how long have you been writing poetry?
Since I was 13.
Since you were 13. Tell us about this one we're gonna hear.
It's rather complicated.
Okay. As most poets are, yeah.
It's about my memory of someone.
Okay.
And it's not your normal day someone. It's someone who, um, didn't do the right things for me.
Okay.
Sure.
So
go ahead and share with us.
Okay. This poem's called My Memory of You. If I had any pictures left of you, by now they would be in the fire, burning away their existence, just like my memory of you. If I had any hopes left, by now it would be gone, extinguished by your words, just like my memory of you. If I had any love to give to you, by now it's all gone, lost in the scars of my world, just like my memory of you. If I had any blood to spill, by now it wouldn't bleed for you, because the cuts you left on me weren't so deep, just like my memory of you. If I had trusted you, by now it's all gone, sucked away when you betrayed me, just like my memory of you. If I didn't have any peace of mind, by now I would have never escaped from you. I slipped away right under your nose, just like my memory of you. If I had any hate, by now I would have given it to you, but you had enough because hatred was all that was in place of your love, just like my memory of you.
Nice. What I like about that one is it got a repeating refrain, very much like a Villanelle style piece, and I really like that.
Well, and Anya, you know, I hadn't met you. In fact, we've only exchanged a few words here coming in, but that was very, very good. Thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Excellent. And now we've got somebody on the line, Mr. William Seymour from Michigan.
Hello.
Hello, William.
How are you?
I'm good. You're on the air, brother.
Okay. I would like to read a poem written for me by my wife, Denise Seymour.
All right.
And it is called Marriage. How does anyone deal with marriage? I'm married and I love it. Why, you say? I have a husband that really takes care of my every need. As much as I have gone through over the years, he's been the best thing that has ever happened to me. My husband has a job that he has had for 15 years. I'm talking about him because he does everything. I think he deserves a little recognition for what he does. If I had the chance to give him an award, it would be Husband of the Year. And that's it.
Nice, brother.
Yeah.
Just remember, by every good man, there is a woman putting up with a lot of goofiness.
Yeah. That is from her book, The Ups and Downs of Life, Poetry in Motion.
Nice. And where can we find that?
What's that?
Where can we find the book?
Amazon,
Barnes and Noble,
and CreateSpace.
Nice. And does she post on any of the poetry boards that I'm on?
What's that?
Does she post on any poetry boards at all?
Post them?
Yeah, like online.
Not that I know of.
Okay. What's her pen name, or where can we find this under?
Oh, she's in All Poetry.
Oh, okay. And what is she published under? What name?
Seymour D63.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
All right. If you want to call in like Mr. William Seymour, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
I didn't want to sound like William Shatner there, but I'm really trying to make it conscious to slow down because I'm so manic and enunciate.
Man, what is in this coffee that
I brought the high rev stuff, and I've had like three cups.
It is high rev. It's like they poured a bunch of Red Bull into the coffee beans, and then we made the coffee.
Exactly. I used to take pills to feel like this. Now I can just get it out of coffee.
Okay. So, I mean, we've had people call in and submit. Obviously, if you're just listening to the show the first time, if you want to call and do a cover, if you want to call and read something that you've done, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Or in the future, if it's something you would like us to read and, you know, maybe you're just feeling a little nervous about calling in, you can send it to us in our contact form at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Exactly. And another great friend of the show, and they must be lucky to be from Michigan, because we've got another caller from Michigan, the Mitten State. He is Dennis.
Hello, Todd.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Anya, Phantom. Boy, you got a full house there tonight.
We do. It's rocking in the studio right now.
It's standing room only. I really shouldn't have worn the sumo wrestler costume.
That's the way it ought to be. This is one exciting show, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Excellent. Well, we're glad to have you be part of it. Thank you so much.
I do have a poem to read. The title of the poem this evening is Fire Dancing.
All right.
And it goes like this. There is a flame that's deep inside, just out of sight, but still resides. There is a flame. There is passion, the heart's desire, can't be restrained, a living fire. There is passion. There is purpose, that's a sense of worth that guides our lives while here on earth. There is purpose. There is truth, which must be said, can't be withheld, it must be spread. There is truth. A writer's spirit cannot hide. The flame within won't be denied. A writer's spirit. Dance in the flame. Let passion flow. With purpose, truth, let mankind know. Do dance the flame.
Nice. Beautiful,
thank
Dennis.
You. That was written about 3 years ago for a band contest, and it was hosted by J. Todd Underhill.
I know that host.
Really? Nah, we
kind of weird around the edge, isn't he?
And it got a gold trophy, so I'm real proud of that one.
I actually have a direct quote from somebody famous that says, "That J. Todd Underhill, he's pressed off center like a damn Kiss record."
Really, I don't know if I'd share that with people.
No, but that's all right. Dennis, thank you for calling our show.
Well, thank you, and keep on keeping on. God bless you.
Hey. God bless you. And if you're ever in Denver, I need to buy you dinner, a beer, whatever. You know, you're a brother.
Yes, thank you. And that invitation will be taken up one of these days.
That sounds great. I'll even barbecue for you. What the heck? All right, if you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However,
we are being told that we do need to take a break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no wait, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atbtanning.com for a location near you at the beach. Get your tan on.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
I do apologize. Hang on. Oh, you can go ahead, J. Todd. I'm sorry.
Hey, we're welcome back. We're World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we do have a guest in the studio. Please welcome to the microphone again to share yet another piece with us. She is Anya.
Okay, this poem is called Lost. The wind led me away. It took everything, making it seem okay, but it led me astray. I was walking to you, but it tracked me down and left. As I blew away without a clue, my whole life was full of bad memories. Blood was there more than happiness. I had to fight for everything, when all I had was nothing. I should wish to change it, but the events that happened made me glad I got lost in the first place. Looking back now, I see who you truly were. You were a liar, a cheater, a thief. You stole my heart, my life, my soul. You say you wish you hadn't let me get lost. Liar, I never got lost. I escaped from you.
Nice! Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
You know, this is not going to be a one-time appearance for you. I hope not, at least, because this is great. You're pulling out some really good, strong poetry. All right, so we do have a caller on the line from Ohio. Please welcome Mr. Tate.
How are you guys?
I'm doing good. Back from vacation, ready to rock the microphone again.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed last week, but I promised my wife I'd stay off the Internet.
What?
During all vacation.
You know, sometimes you make those promises, but you just can't keep them, can you? I'm just kidding.
Wait a second.
I hated to do it, but she asked, so I caved in.
Well, you know, I made the promise to my wife 15 years ago that I'd stay off radio. And to this day, she thinks I'm out bowling every Friday night.
Would you stop it? Cut it out. She's actually a big supporter of this show. Cut it out. Stop trying to make people not listen to their wives. What is this? Says the only non-membered guy on the entire crew.
Okay. I think I'll read you Life's Treasures.
All right.
The old songs loved from long ago come to me from my long gone past. On winds they caress me tonight, whispering from dreams I had last. The old days trooped by in their glory, paraded across my life's field, displayed in panoramic view how many dreams they have revealed. Faces long gone look out from the mist to this once wandered man to be, speaking of my past adventures, beloved friends long a part of me. And how they flood through my mind to speak of days that have gone by, forcing me to look to the one that came from acts I can't deny. We are not each one right nor wrong. We are the result of our times, held to account for all the good as well as for all of our crimes. The mystic chords of my memory look back on the road I traversed, remembering moments I loved as well as those I've cursed. While each loved soul has given time to pursue their living pleasures, only by reflecting on life do I recognize its treasures.
Nice.
Kate, coming to us live from the Buckeye State.
From the Buckeye State. My friend, well done.
Thank you.
Excellent. They were applauding in the production studio even.
Well, your show's just getting famous all over the world.
Our show's getting bigger and bigger, mostly in the studio, but, you know, we're kind of like Parliament P-Funk right now.
No, I was going to say... Are you making a strudel comment? Because we do have strudel, and I did have a piece or two.
No, thank you, Tate. And Tate, you know, really, it means so much having you call in every week. And I think, you know, all of the poets who call in, you guys are the ones that contribute to the show growing. And thank you so much for everything.
Great.
Yeah, if it weren't for you guys, we wouldn't have a forum to do this in. And I thank you guys, every one of you that call and participate. You guys really make my Friday evening something worth doing.
Well, I humbly thank you.
Excellent. Until next week, Tate, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right, if you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
But we are going to hear another one from our guest this evening, Anya. Anya, what do you have to share with us?
This poem is called The Spare in the Shadows.
Okay.
I hide myself well. You don't ever see me coming. You try to hide me, knowing that I am a survivor, and that you don't mean anything. You try to get me on your side, but I'm too happy while you're in despair in the shadows. You try to break me, to make me feel like I died. You pull each thread lightly, pulling grasp on me tighter, winding a leash around me. I'm surrounded by your presence. I'm slipping away, but you still can't see me, hiding my despair in the shadows. I don't know why I fear you. Maybe because you can enter my mind so freely. I wish you weren't trying to destroy me. I wish I could trust you. There's so much you don't know. I don't understand why you think I'm your enemy. I know they hired you to kill me. I can't keep wishing because it'll never come true. So I hide my despair in the shadows. You put the blade to my throat. You laughed in my face. Said you could never love a girl like me. After all, I should have known love. Only it comes with fairy tales. Blood spills always in the real world. That's why I could never love you. I could never hide myself after I fell in love with you. Crying in the Shadows.
Nice. Again, rocking it. See, I wish I wrote like that when I was her age.
You know? I wish you wrote like that when you were her age, too.
Hey, thanks, jerk. No, I'm just kidding.
So, no, very, very good, Anya.
I wrote
you.
Like that when I was her age. But.
Now, we have another caller here from another part of the Centennial State. We have Alex from Pueblo with DJ Richie Rich.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Going good. Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're on the way to the U.S. Senior Open for MSC Sports. Nebraska.
Beautiful, our sister station.
Hey, we wanted to listen to you guys, and we got some great connection here. We love you guys' show, and our cameraman from MSC Sports, he starts reading off poetry. So we tried to call you guys in, and we're going to put him on the line His name is Alex with MSC Sports, guys.
Right on. Welcome, Alex, to World Poetry Open Mic.
Thank you, thank you. I'd like to clarify, it's not my poem. It was sent to me through via Facebook from one of my cousins who had it as a reading for one of her assignments.
That's great. We take covers here.
Okay. Well, it's called The Cold Within, and it goes, The Cold Within, six humans trapped by happenstance in black and bitter cold, each possess a stick of wood, or so the story's told. Their dying fire in need of logs, the first woman held hers back. For on the faces around the fire, she saw one was black. The next man, looking across the way, saw one knot of his church and couldn't bring himself to give the fire his stick of birch. The third one sat in tattered clothes, and he gave his coat a hitch. Why should his log be put to use to warm the idle rich? The rich man just sat back and thought of the wealth he had in store and how he could keep what he had earned from the lazy, shiftless poor. The black man's face bespoke revenge as the fire passed from his sight, for all he saw in his stick of wood was a chance to spite the white. And the last man of this forlorn group did not accept for gain. Giving only to those who gave was how he played the game. The logs held tight in death's stilled hands was proof of human sin. They didn't die from the cold without. They died from the cold within.
Right on. Well done, Alex.
Thank you, thank you.
What took you so long to call our show?
Well, all right, guys. Thank you. Great show. We love you guys. All from all of us at MSC Radio Network. Your show is tremendous. Thank you for giving us good content. Going to Nebraska right now.
Excellent. Thank you, DJ Richie Rich. You guys travel safe. Give our best to Alex. Tell him that he does a great job for us. And I-Man also, you guys are, you know, your family. We love you all.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Good night. If you want to call in, like our crew from MSC Sports, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we have an online submission from Miss Sandra Reynolds, all which right. I will be reading starting now.
All right.
Was that dramatic enough for you?
That was dramatic
all right.
enough.
This is called Where Roses Grow. I'll wait for you out where the roses grow, even though the night is dark and well along. The scent of blossoms swoons my senses so. I know you're coming. To me you belong. My love is coming, although the time is late. I hear his steps along the cobblestones. He's been away, but now he's at my gate. Hurry quickly. Come, for my heart still groans. Such grief was mine. I felt much loneliness. Absence made my heart just weep at night. Alone and left, when love has felt like darkness. When morning brings the day and the sun is bright, my side a place exists only for you. For dawn arrives, the sky above is blue.
From beautiful.
From Sandra Reynolds, a contributor to our show. Sandra, thank you very much for sending that in. That was submitted through worldpoetryopenmic.net.
And you know, you can get the latest in poetry gear out there. You can get the World Poetry Open Mic t-shirt.
Yeah. You can get World Poetry Open Mic slip and slides. You can get, you know, rollerblades. The poetry gear. Things that every poet needs.
Exactly. Like a journal with the World Poetry Open Mic.
Yo-yos. I'm saying this
Flaming
right now, and the person
spears.
Who makes our merchandise is just glaring at me like, you're just giving me so much work right now.
Exactly.
The yo-yos exist in the studio alone.
Just, yeah, well, for you. I mean, you have so many so many thumbs.
We should come up with a World Poetry Open Mic hula hoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Hey, maybe we should take a break. Or should we have Miss Anya read something?
We should have break.
Okay.
So, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Hey, I'm DJ Richie Rich, host of Street Beats right here on KCKO The Vibe. Don't forget to check out my boys, Denver Autos. You can check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call at 303-573-1333. The guy's name is Gonzalo. The place is called Denver Autos. That is the place to be. No credit, bad credit, any kind of credit, they can get you done, baby. Check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call today, 303-573-1333. You mention any of us right here with MSC Radio Networks, you get $500 off your ride. Check them out today, denverautostore.com.
Mercy sakes alive, this is C.W. McCollin. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on Jammin' KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Heck yes, C.W. McCall showing some love for the World Poetry Open Mic crew, and we are back. We are going to go directly to the phone line. Please welcome the artist formerly known as Jack from Texas, but now known as a symbol or Jack from San Antonio. Welcome,
it's
Jack.
It's actually a degree on the thermometer is what I'm going by, and it's 103 today.
Oh,
what
man.
You call me, so we'll go ahead and use that, okay?
103. Please welcome 103 to our show.
That's it, 103. Hey, I've got one for you.
Sounds good.
A nice little short love poem that has a, I don't know, it's kind of a, say the Beatles' White Album, okay?
Right on.
This is called Definitive Love. Violet moons and lavender skies, whispers on raindrops and twilight kiss sighs, buttercup daydreams and rose petal white, define my thoughts of you on this night. Pine cone aromas and cool morning dew, mountaintop moments, a beautiful view. Snow flurry sonnets and orchids at play, define my love for you on this day. Butterfly wishes, blue oceans of dance, porcelain passions and springtime romance, sweet chocolate visions of everything new, define this man the day he found you. There you go.
Well done. That is kind of a White Album feel to it.
As I was reading it, I started to think Julie Andrews, too, you know, from The Sound of Music, but it's one of those two, you know, it's somewhere in between those two albums.
What if we were to play both those albums simultaneously while watching The Wizard of Oz?
Don't do it. Don't do it. I can tell you exactly what
happens. I buried Julie. I buried Julie. I can hear it now.
Exactly.
It would be kind of like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich made with the cheese pizza for the bread instead.
I mean,
that doesn't sound too bad, though, you know?
You know, hey.
Really think about that.
That could be worth trying before the next show.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
103, I thank you for calling our show. If you want to call in like 103 did, please give us a call at 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. That was 103 from the Lone Star State. Now, if you want to be assigned a number, if you want to go by your temperature, we can do that. We can accommodate.
Or if you want to go by some weird random name like Underhill, we can do that too.
Yeah. You know, JT's pretty close there, but really, I think I'm the only one putting my public persona and my personal persona out there.
Well, that's because your personal persona is big enough that it can be a public persona.
Everybody's like, who is that guy? He's right got to be doing something weird.
Yes, but someone who's got a big personal persona and is willing to share with us, please welcome our guest again, her name, Anya.
That's a good intro, by the way.
Thank you. Great segue, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
That wasn't abrupt at all.
Okay, this poem is called The Sound of Thunder. I hear thunder, but the sound of it makes my skin crawl. Somehow I lose myself when the lightning flashes and the storm rages on in my eyes. It tells me to keep fighting. The world is silent, and the whole earth shudders. I hear the rain, but it is not rain at all. It is the smell of battle raging on. It's a silent battle cry. I hear the thunder, and the world is not safe anymore, because the thunder that is louder than a missile is the sound of a bullet taking away a life. I hear thunder, and everything that once was vanishes in the blink of an eye.
Well done. Right on. You have to promise me you will not get rid of any of your poetry ever again.
Kind of too late.
I know, but from here on out, you save everything you write, because I'll tell you, right now it may not seem like much to you. I know at your age I was like, it doesn't mean anything. But when you have kids, or when they have kids, they're going to be able to read about your life and your experiences, and it'll mean a lot to them.
It's so true. And, you know, the other thing I was really struck by, Anya, as you were reading this is, and we've had some younger callers as well, but one of the cool things about poetry and what we do and our listeners do and people who call in, we have people that I think are borderlining on Methuselah. Down,
hey, what are you saying about down, me?
But down to younger people, and it's I think it's cool because it's all relevant, it's all just as good, and so it's really something to see.
Speaking of something to see, we've got somebody on our crew that's very special. He spent 102 years on top of a hill in Nepal, studying the ancient art of haiku,
and that was just a start. Yeah.
28th level haiku master.
Oh boy, he's a haiku master. Hi-ya!
There can only be one.
And, you know, not many people know this, but we had no clue he was a haiku master until, like, our second show.
No, he was sitting there in the corner just minding his business. And then, like Senator Palpatine,
he breaks loose with this haiku about the doctor and how bow ties are coot. And it blew our minds.
Wow, that was a good memory there. Good memory. Yeah, I literally fell over from excitement.
Yes.
That happens a lot, by the way.
So what we do now with his work is we have him write a series of haiku about the same subject, and we keep the subject hidden, and then you go out to our Facebook, and you let us know what you think the subject is about. Now, last week's was very easy, I got to say. It was crow, which I'm used to eating. And so this week is probably going to be a harder subject, I'm hoping.
Okay. Here we go. The first, freshwater condensed. Liquid sunshine pouring down. Precipitation.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to read the next two that he has written. King and or the queen, supremacy from on high, rule of dominion.
Ooh.
Okay. And the last from the haiku master this week. Pull you back in line, governing our direction. Straps on a bit.
Oh, that's not the direction I expected you to take with that
one. He kind of curves. He moves. He changes. He does things. He does it with the deftness and the capability that one can only assign to a haiku master.
Oh boy, he's a haiku master.
Yeah.
Only be one. So, I have to say this. I heard that you, a while ago, back, you know, before we were doing the show, you actually spent a year and a half fighting the evil empire.
Yes.
You did.
Really? Now, yes. Strange, though, we have a great friend of the show from the Empire State.
We do.
He's on the air. He is part of the evil empire. But he is on the air.
But he's on our side, too.
Well, he's on. I hope so. I don't want Steve to not be on our side.
Never, ever.
Dark side of the force.
I love it.
How are you, sir?
Now, Steve, I want you to know, not many people know this about our show prep, but that song actually gets played weekly right before we go on the air.
It doesn't surprise me.
Thank you.
You promise not to tell anyone. I actually play that in my car when I'm driving to court before giving opening statements.
That's beautiful.
You know what? I actually can see that being useful.
It does. You got to get pumped up to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm surprised you don't have your secretary play it as you walk into the office each day.
If you really want to freak people out, play the soundtrack to Bram Stoker's Dracula. That'll really, with your windows down.
Okay.
just letting you know.
The light bulb went on above his head. You could hear that light bulb click. I'm going to give that a try.
So what do you have for us, sir?
Well, I have two short pieces, if I may. The first is a Michael homework assignment.
Okay.
You're the one.
Well, someone's got to toss you a bone.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This one is called Childbirth. Floating peacefully in my dark ocean, I stretch and hear the reassuring drumbeat that has always been in the background. but strange forces suddenly squeeze me. Pushed into tight passages, I fear, constricted, crushed, then spewn forth. Harsh, bright light, blaring noise, painful slaps upon my bottom, I struggle to breathe. Have I died, and is this hell?
Holy cow! Talk about someone taking a homework assignment and driving it home. Dude, you hit that one. Well, I'd say like Derek Jeter, but he's not playing this year. You hit that one like Carlos Gonzalez. There you go.
No. If you're going to talk baseball, guys, you know how usually you are the highlight of my weekend. Tomorrow I'm going to All-Star Fan Fest, and I will get to see and shake hands with Juan Marichal and Orlando Cepeda.
What?
I can die a happy man.
Tony, you well, can take us with you if you want.
You know, the second part of that equation you can put off for a few years if you'd like.
Yeah, we don't want you to die a happy man. I'm just kidding. We want you to die a happy man, but much, much older happy man.
Well, according to Michael, I'm already almost Methuselah. See, we listen, Michael.
Okay, so now I'm just building the community of people who would like to see my head on a pike. That's what really this has become.
Now there's two members. Anyway, but we do have to get you out to Pamplona before all that dying happy man stuff happens.
Indeed. So. Can I do one more short piece? And to everyone with the possible exception of J. Todd, this is about a pottery class. J. Todd, however, being a bawdy young man, might think it's something else.
All right.
It's called The Pottery Class. When I was broken, you took me to a pottery class, promising to teach me to fill the cracks, repair the shattered vessel, or perhaps create something anew. With clay, the basis of all flesh, you taught me how to spin and slowly mix in water. Your hand in my hand, you taught me to stroke the moist form, to tenderly caress, to gently mold, to plunge my fingers deep inside the wet opening we made, to watch the form shift and shape, to slide my hand over each and every curve, to slowly smooth each and every inch, to probe and explore the moist clay. Then, when fingers had done their shaping, you brought me to the fires of 1,000 suns, and upon completion, I applied the milky glaze. Looking at me in the afterglow of the still smoldering fire, you smiled and whispered, "It's only dirty if you do it right."
That is the best pottery class poem I've ever heard.
And coincidentally, that last line is Denny's new tagline.
Steve, you just proved what I thought about the show is that our listeners are going to eventually learn our personalities and who's who in the zoo and know us and be able to tag us, because I did not think that was about pottery class at all.
I have a wonderful week, guys, and again, thank you for everything you do for all of us.
Hey, thank you, Steve, and we really look forward to the call. Hey, have a great time tomorrow too, getting to meet some of your heroes. That sounds great.
Some of my heroes, too.
I'm the only kid I know who used to hurt himself playing stickball in Queens trying to do the high leg kick of Juan Marichal.
I love it.
That's great.
Excellent, Steve. Take Enjoy, care. Brother.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598. You need to be willing to wait a little bit because we are going to go to our guest, and then we're going to be doing a break. So please welcome to the line, welcome to the microphone, our guest, Anya.
Okay, this poem's called Water Versus Fire. It destroys when it's pulled, but you can't touch it. It can pull you under if you don't know how to stay above, but you can feel it. It can extinguish flame, but it doesn't always win. It can take your it can be your savior, your entertainment, but it can also be your doom. Which side will you choose, water or fire? It burns everything it touches, but you can see it. It can be your enemy if you try to control it. But no matter what, it can't be your friend. It lets water overrun it, but it can lick up the moisture. Whenever it feels like being powerful, it can be so hot that it burns you when you least expect it to. One can't exist without the other. If they are put against each other, one way or another, they both lose, extinguishing each other forever.
Beautiful. Well done. All right, so we are being told we do have to take a break by our producer, so you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio, and we are on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
All right, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I am J. Todd Underhill, your humble host. We have in the studio with us Michael Amade. We've got the Apoy operating all things technical in a most unique way tonight. And, of course, we've got our guest Anya. Did you want to share another one with us tonight? No, you're kind of sitting back, relaxing, listening to callers. All right. Do we have anybody on the line?
Then I do have something though.
Oh, and, you have a correction.
Oh, that's right. This is part of the week where he likes to pretend that he's smarter than everybody.
I'm going to quote it, I hope, and then I'm going to correct it.
Broadcasting my disgust to the world.
I know. Well, you'll be surprised and happy. It's not to you, Mike.
What? I didn't do anything wrong last
week. Or J. Todd.
Oh, good.
Or Phantom.
What? What is this?
What the heck is this about?
I read an article this week that just kind of hit that button.
Okay.
My button.
You hit your button.
So I'm going to just kind of read part of it, okay? Peter Parker's girlfriend, Mary Jane, a.k.a. MJ, played by Garfield, Andrew Garfield's real-life girlfriend, Emma Stone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue I have.
Okay.
All right.
It's completely incorrect. Emma Stone is actually playing the character of Gwen Stacy.
Oh.
MJ was played by Kristen Dunst in the first trilogy of Spider-Man.
Now, who is responsible for this travesty?
MSN.com.
MSN.com.
Responsible.
I am ashamed of you.
Name.
Taken from Entertainment Weekly. So if they posted it incorrectly, Entertainment Weekly has it correct now. But MSN, it's still wrong.
Really?
Yeah. So,
it wouldn't be the first time.
I had to because hit that button.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I'm kind of happy that it's not about me.
I know. And I'm very glad it's not about me. However, next week might be a whole new thing altogether.
I think I've just insured that, actually.
All right, so I'm going to share one because I don't read very often and we don't have a caller. So if you want to be our last caller, give us a call, 303-386-3598. There is still time to get in and get queued up. This is one I wrote a while ago called Chasing the Hourglass. The sands of time run through the hourglass. I ponder what it is I have accomplished, both personally and professionally. One word describes how it is that I feel. Dissatisfied. I'm a slave to my addictions. I'm a slave to my afflictions. Running from life at times, hiding in the dark, writing my rhymes. Sleeping in the daytime. I wish that I could change somehow this through which the life I through which I tread. I'm stuck in this rut I call my life. With no way out to be seen. Hope I can overcome. Before the last grain of sand falls out.
I've always liked that one of yours, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, it's a very cool one. Now, there we have another submission here I'm going to read here. This is from Julie Holtberg, and she sends us a quick message with it. She says, Aloha from Hawaii.
Oh, it's Julie from Hawaii.
Yeah. She says,
What state is that?
But give me a minute. I'll have to look that up. I don't have these memorized. What do I look like? She says, if you have a chance, please read this. I do stories to help children with self-esteem, and she hopes to make this into a coloring book. She says, thanks and mahalo. This is Clarence the Dragon.
Right.
Clarence the Dragon was extra small size. He couldn't keep up with the extra large guys. He would run after them, but time after time, he would end up the last one in line. He tried to play baseball, but didn't do well. He tried to ride a bike, but constantly fell. He tried all the races, but wasn't very fast. He soon got tired of coming in last. Clarence was ready to give up and cry when along came his mama with something to try. Tomorrow, a contest, and I've entered you, because if there's one thing I know you can do, it's beat all the others no matter what size. Clarence, dear son, you could win the first prize. Clarence was ready, and the next day at dawn, he and mama had their finest clothes on. Through the crowd, everyone was whispering. Mama was smiling, and Clarence was whistling. He was the last in line, but he didn't care. He had a talent he wanted to share. Clarence stepped up and took a deep breath, and then, can you guess? Well, Clarence let out the most awesome flame out of his... that surprised me. Out of his mouth, his fiery breath came. It went faster and farther than all of the rest. Clarence won first place in the flaming contest. He entered contest after contest and won, until the king declared Clarence number one. Clarence the Dragon was extra small size. He couldn't keep up with the extra large guys. Until one day, while playing a game, Clarence the Dragon made his claim to fame.
Well done, Julie.
Wasn't that cool?
Well, Michael.
I thought that was good. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, to answer your question, Hawaii is surprisingly... the Aloha State.
What?
No. Yes.
How did you not have that memorized? Aloha. Yeah.
You know what? I memorize a lot of really amazing information, I'll have you know. And yes. So there wasn't room for that.
No, but there's room for pie to 120 places.
That's true. That's true. I also have the recipe to my mom's pies locked up in my noodle.
Uh-oh. We might have to do some cooking this winter. Speaking of cooking, we have another poet that's in the studio who just dropped all of her poetry, so I'm going to fill for her real quick. This is one I wrote that was my most liked poem on a particular website, and I wrote it about some people that tried to drive me off that website, so this is entitled The Sonnet of Anger. I defecate on the horrid works of those that would have me bound. No reason for this I have found, all of the dim-witted, envious smirks. For those half-talents, no-account jerks, still my infirm brain it doth pound, like a hellish wail or horrific sound, judge them for their insane quirks. I refuse to be held at bay, to be made to go insane for all of the pieces that I write, for those are what I have to say from the wasteland of my brain, and they have yet to get it right. So, you know. That was actually one of the first actual sonnets I wrote, or what
is it
I
really?
Thought was a sonnet. It doesn't have the right meter to it or anything like that. I was just learning that.
When does that date back to?
2008.
Oh, 2008. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you know, a certain person in this room, who shall remain nameless, coached me to own the title poet and just run with it. Michael.
You did that very well, brother.
I don't know about that. I'm doing my best.
No, you do that very well.
Thank you. I do something very well. Wouldn't my parents be proud?
You do many things. Now, if yes, you would like to be the last caller for the show, we have a little bit of available time. It usually does drop off towards the end. It's a natural thing. 303-386-3598.
And yet I've heard people complain that they have not been able to get through, and here's the perfect opportunity. I'm not calling anybody out, Blackpool Jimmy, but if you want to call, 303-386-3598.
It's totally true.
We can now, still queue you up.
So, yeah, we have a few more moments. Now,
Anya, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. She recovered from dropping her poetry. A little nervous. That's all right. It happens. Let's go for it.
This poem is called The Feeling of Love. It is a feeling like something hitting you in the face. Nothing is the same anymore. It is the feeling like the whole world is crashing down. Nothing can stop it. It is a feeling that reminds you that you are alone. Nothing can change it. It is a feeling that no one can understand. Nothing will ever make them seem. It is a feeling that your last breath, nothing can save you. It is a feeling that imprints on you. Nothing can make it go away. It is a feeling of love when you can't anymore.
Well done. Another fabulous piece. You've got lots more there, too, that you could be sharing maybe a couple shows from now or another 3 months or so, and you'll write more between now and then, right?
Yep.
Excellent. So you want to come back, visit us?
Sure, why not?
Excellent. And we have another submission or no?
We do, actually. It's awesome. It's from Miss Sandra Reynolds as well. It is called How Does Your Garden Grow? Which is a question I ask many people. When upon meeting them, it's kind of a conversation starter. From Sandra Reynolds, How Does Your Garden Grow? With marigolds to edge my bed, I plant the vegetables instead. There's beans to snap and peas in pod. I dig the dirt and shake the sod. As moonlight gleams across the field, I watch my garden give its yield. With crispy lettuce and radish greens, the weeds have grown. So where's my beans? Ah, Mr. Rabbit lives here too. He takes his share. What can I do? Believes I'm a gracious host, despite the warning signs I post. Rabbits don't read very well. He digs a tunnel underground beneath the fence I placed around. Does he think that I'm a fool? I'm the one who went to school. No matter. Enjoy your share. There's always more, should I care. In case... Oh, sorry. That was just a message for us saying, in case you have some extra time.
Oh, nice.
From Miss Sandra Reynolds again.
We did have extra time.
We did, so that's why we read it.
Sandra, thank you.
Thank you very much for the submission.
For the submission. And if you want to submit like Sandra did, we can't guarantee we'll get them on the all in the air because callers do come first. But go out to World Poetry Open Mic. I understand it's a little intimidating calling World Poetry Open Mic, though we don't make it that intimidating. And, you know, you may want somebody else to read it for you.
That is very true. But we would like to thank everybody here at MSC Radio Networks, our sister station MSC Sports. Do we have a surprise caller at the last moment?
I think we do. No.
Okay, we're just getting all kinds of random messages here from the control room. I'm going to stop reading them.
I think the phantom has haunted the keyboard for our message system.
At any rate.
All right. So I do want to thank our personal sponsor here on this show, WildSight. And Denise for helping us out. Check them out, wildsight.co. Help buy bicycle gear to help raise awareness about animals on the roadways.
And you know, it's easy to overlook, but those are lives.
Exactly.
Know? That's true.
And I do want to thank our executive producer Mary Cohn. I want to thank DJ Richie Rich, Alex, and Ira who are on the travel right now.
They're out there
drive
somewhere,
safely, guys.
They're out there east of the Rockies.
On the east of the Rockies line, yes. And I want to thank you also for making the show possible. Apeboy. And most importantly, I want to thank our guests that came in tonight. Anya, you are a great writer. I encourage you to keep writing no matter what. Keep saving it. And you guys, you just come back to us whenever you'd like to read again.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. So for World Poetry Open Mic, KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, I want to say goodnight. We are the next evolution in poetry radio.
There can only be one.
Would someone please hang that phone up?